I'm talking to Fion Helleth, Project Manager at Audit Scotland, about our latest report, Transport for Health and Social Care. Fion, what's this report about?
Well, this report looks at the efficiency and the effectiveness of transports arranged by the ambulance service, NHS boards and councils to take people to and from health appointments and social care services, for example, day centres. We assessed how well agencies work together to plan and deliver transport for health and social care to meet local needs, and we've identified examples of good practice and potential savings.
And what have you found?
Access to transport for health and social care affects a lot of people across Scotland, and coordinating this transport better could save money and improve services. Poorly coordinated transport and limited information can mean that people are not able to get to the health services they need. They can also affect the services themselves, for example, contributing to missed appointments and people having to stay longer in hospital. We found that at least £93 million is spent every year on transport for health and social care, but this is a significant underestimate as the information's poor. We weren't able to get the information we needed from councils and NHS boards all the time.
And what's the impact of this on the public? Why is transport for care so important?
Well-organised transport for health and social care can have a big impact on people's lives. Transport's often the first part of a person's contact with health and social care services, and delays and disruptions can create extra stress, can lead to additional costs, and it can affect the rest of somebody's care. It can also have an impact on services themselves, for example, contributing to missed appointments and people having to stay in hospital for longer than they need to. We found that at least £93 million was spent every year on transport for health and social care in Scotland, but that's a large underestimate. There's scope to make significant improvements to services and save money without affecting quality.
It sounds from what you've been saying and from your report, there are a number of sort of significant problems with transport for care. Is that a fair summary, and what are the key problems?
We found that there are some significant areas that need to be improved. For example, transport services for health and social care are very fragmented. They need to be better coordinated, and monitoring of costs and the quality of the services provided needs to improve. The Scottish Government, regional transport partnerships, councils, NHS boards and the ambulance service are not working together efficiently to deliver transport for health and social care, or making best use of the available resources. Improved joint planning could lead to more efficient services, and there's scope to save money by better planning and managing transport without affecting quality. There are pilot projects that show scope for efficiencies, but these lessons haven't been applied across Scotland. Poor access to transport has a disproportionate effect on people with low incomes, older people, people with ongoing health and social care needs, and decisions about reducing or removing funding from transport services can have a significant impact on these groups. But the potential effect of these changes isn't often assessed and monitored, and alternative provision isn't always put in place. Public sector organisations involved in delivering health and social care need to make transport a priority, and they must work together to assess and plan and meet local transport needs. It needs to be better coordinated so that it's clear who's responsible for providing transport and to ensure that all those people who need support with transport are able to access it.
Okay, it sounds like there's going to be some big benefits in fixing the problems. What are the key things that need to be done, and how easy is it going to be to do those? And is it possible to put a figure on the savings that could be achieved?
Our work has shown that there are several things that need to be addressed, and there is an opportunity to make efficiency savings without affecting the quality of the service being provided. We want to see better leadership and coordination of transport for health and social care across Scotland. We recommend that partners, that is the Scottish Government, regional transport partnerships, the ambulance service, NHS boards and councils, all work together to clarify the responsibilities for planning and delivering transport and how these link together, and to assess the impact of any proposed changes on the people who are using the services and other providers of transport. And the voluntary sector also plays an important role in providing transport for health and social care in many areas of Scotland, and there's scope to work more closely with voluntary sector providers. It's important that staff have got up-to-date information about all the transport options in their area and to provide better information to the public about the available transport options and charges. The way that Transport for Health and Social Care is scheduled needs to improve. There's no standard IT package used by different bodies or even within one sector, and we recommend the partners should integrate or share services where this represents more efficient use of resources and better services for users. From the information available, we have identified that at least £93 million a year is spent on providing transport to help people access health and social care services. However, this is an underestimate because the quality of the data available from NHS boards and councils is poor, and not all of them were able to supply us with basic financial information, so we can't give an accurate figure on the savings that could be achieved. We do recommend, however, that partners collect routine and accurate data on the activity, cost and quality of services they provide, and also that they monitor their performance and costs to make sure that resources are being used efficiently and that the services are value for money.
Fionn, thank you very much.